Dude, I mean, honestly, I've said this before. That's a very honorable thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're a dude and there's just like none of your boys can get any ass, and you're like, I'll become the fucking sniz, dude.
I'll be the sniz of our squad.
That's a fucking
dude. What if your boy transed and like the goal was to like he was gonna fuck the whole squad.
He's gonna suck the squad.
He was gonna let the train.
It's an honorable thing to do.
But then he got hot and fucking left you for the same guys that were fucking all the other hot chicks.
Damn, that'd be a sick romantic rom-com. Mm-hmm. It's just like two dogs, like five or six dogs are like out. They're like,
how about
dude,
just, what do you mean, two? Let's go two. Let's go you and me.
Let's
say our sniz dries up.
Yeah.
Our fucking plentiful, bountiful
and I'm like,
sniz
dude,
pond.
I'll trans. And I trans, and then like, I'll become, then it's
I'll
like.
I'll trans too.
I come down the steps, it's like, there she go. There they go. there they go again. And you're like, oh my God, you're bringing me to the prom.
You're stunning.
We somehow.
I'm taking you to our next live show.
You're taking me to a high school prom. I'm like, why the fuck do we let these people?
You and me, just finger you out there. Oh yeah, you're gonna finger my pussy, dude. Oh,
my God. I'm still saving up for a pussy.
I figure my ass for now. I dare you to try to kick us out. If I bring a fucking trans to a fucking, if I bring they to a fucking prom,
yeah, dude,
dare
they can
you
kick
to fucking
you out.
Kick us out,
dude. They could not.
They, I bet they wouldn't. They'd
that would
be. They'd be scared.
So that would be the story. Is that like? I trans so we can get into the prom because technically some of them are 18.
I'm just trying to sneak in there to get loose.
Exactly.
I'm trying to be released.
The whole story.
The
whole story is this is the plot. So I trans for you, and then like we go to the prom as 30-year-olds, and then all of a sudden I meet the high school quarterback dude, and he takes notice of me, and I start to fall for him. The original plan was I was going to trans so we could go in there and meet like hot 18-year-olds.
It's in my DNA to protect him though.
You guys want beer?
If the quarterback was fingering you, I'd stand outside the car. You think like, nothing to see here, dude?
That's what you thought, dude. But then you fell in love with me and became jealous, bitterly jealous.
And then I shoot up the school. It's a good fucking
It's
a good rom-com.
And I'm like, no. And only I can talk you down. You became so possessed with fucking jealousy that I'm like, I can get through the beast and be like, I know the real Shane. I'm like, Shane, I trans for you. I mean, we were just in the middle of warfare. Someone else came that day to shoot up too.
Oh, really?
So it ends up being like, you came to shoot up the school and we end up having to battle it out with them. And then it just ends with like a gratuitous 7-minute sex scene where you just.
I fuck you hard. And then the cops. Suicide by cops, dude.
Yeah,
I'm like, thanks for the nut.
Butthole.
Thanks for the nut, dude.
And
then
the
I walk
cops
out.
Come and shoot me.
Just Bonnie and they.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome.
Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a good fucking Bonnie and they. That'd be a good rom-com. I don't know why they don't have any trans rom-coms. It's kind of bullshit.
True.
I'm sick of it.
They will. And when it does come out, it'll be fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Unintentionally.
Chuck and Larry part 2 would be tight.
That's kind of what we're doing. Yeah.
Nah, this
is
different.
Our plan, instead of getting like health insurance, is you trans so we can go into the prom so I can just get loose on the kids. Basically a fucking fox in
you're
the
gonna,
fucking hen house.
You're
going to
ID them,
just
though.
A wolf in the hen
house. No, you're going to be like, let me see your ID. You're 18. Be like, what are you doing here? Be like, I'm here with my trans girlfriend.
Yeah, that's my fucking they over there. Why don't you
fucking unfortunately, my girlfriend couldn't go to the prom in a dress back then because they went to a Catholic school. So I'm just, please, please don't get on the wrong side
please
of the story.
Do not be on the wrong side of history right now.
Meanwhile,
or as we like to call it, her story.
Yeah, her story, dude. Thank you. And then meanwhile, I'm sucking the quarterback,
you're
dude.
Just blowing every
oh
kid in there.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm just
and
going
this is
for this.
Pre-op. So you're just a dude wearing a dress.
No, I got tits.
You got sick tits?
I'm not going to the prom without tits, dude. Are you kidding me?
Are they fake or real? Like, I mean, are they, like,
I mean,
surgically enhanced or
for
are you
sure.
just padding?
They're augmented. Oh, I'm not pat, dude. Are you kidding me? I hate padding, dude. I hold a grudge against padding from, like, sixth grade.
You're not stuffing your bra?
Dude, no one talk about stuffing to me. That's the ultimate fucking deceit.
Stuffed bra.
What the fuck, dude? I thought you had tits. These are just tissues. That's a sick move, dude.
It's good for cleanup, though.
I might start. Start stuffing. What?
Carry some tissues in your tits. As soon as I nut, it'll come in handy.
That's not bad.
Clean yourself off. Don't ever deceive me again.
Exactly. Just wipe them off. And you're like, wench, you tricked me. I would never have accepted this hand job if I'd known.
Yeah, I think we got. I think we're onto a good plot.
That's a good. We should write the movie, dude, and pitch that. This ending, dude, we definitely have, like, the whole time there'd be, like, a subplot of, like, the school shooter, like, kind of like a Michael Douglas character being, like, now's the time. And he'd be, like, aided and abetted almost by, like, you know, they're always, like, they have, like, the Russians where, like, all right, we're in.
Oh, we're going. There's like special ops behind this.
Yeah, there's a subplot of like the school shooters are coming in to fucking light up the prom.
Oh, yeah.
And we just carry guns because we're patriots, so we save the day.
Yeah, I will have an AR-15 at the prom. If you think I'm not coming with my trans boy and a fucking AR,
yeah, dude.
You don't know 1776.
Exactly. That would be the story. So, and in the end, like, you know, we're trans, just like we're super woke, and I'm trans. And then at the end, the school shooters come. They're all acting in, they're concerted by, like, you know, Hillary Clinton or whoever's like.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation.
Send them in, dude. We got to repeal guns. Then at the end, we're just fucking.
Sorry. You guys just ran into a good guy with a gun. Sorry. And a good day with a gun.
I was like, anyone have bump stocks? And it's like, turns out I do. I don't really know what they are, but I'm bumping them in. Sit back.
Yes.
You can play Mariah Carey's Vision of Love over the whole thing, dude. Did you ever hear that song?
No, sing it.
Beautiful song.
Sing it. Don't play it. Sing it.
I can't sing it, dude. I can't fucking talk. Mariah Carey,
you have a great voice.
Not like MC, dude.
So you're going to play this over...
Yeah, dude.
Would you be acting... How would you be handling yourself? Would you be like damsel...
You ever
damsel?
See Salt? No. You'd be damsel in distress? Salt? First I would be, for sure. And then you'd be like, get it together, babe. And I would just go instantly.
And we would kiss.
I would go instantly into Salt. Yeah, we would kiss amongst the fucking gunfire. And I would go into Salt mode, and I'd be like Max Payne, like slow jump, like.
How many school shooters are there?
Oh, there's a fucking ton of them. How many incels are there, dude? It's all the guys who didn't get dates come back to shoot up the prom because they're incels and they're mad. They want to shoot everybody. Like, you'd be injured. And I'd be like, get on my back. And you'd slide into me. I'd be like, oh, oh, God. Oh. And we would just collapse and just get riddled with gunfire. They'd build a statue of us, dude. That's the end. That's the end.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wild disco ball spinning, dude. It'd be fantastic. We have to take out all the fucking incels. Anyone who didn't get a date is obviously coming to shoot up the prom. The only reason we stopped it is because we're carrying fucking guns, dude.
Thank God. A couple good guys with guns.
Yeah, that'd be a mind melter, dude.
That would, yeah. That'd just be best picture.
Instant, dude.
Would people, like, they'd be like, I don't know if this is what, is this pro? Is this on our side politically?
What is this? Yeah, dude, that'd be so fucking sick. Just, no, to have it just marketed as like a totally just kind of like, yeah, it's a nice story about, it's like time we have the dialogue of like trans kids at the prom that ends up getting shot up by incels. We happen to be carrying AR-15s.
People, sorry, like, incels, you just ran into a trans couple.
It'd be funny to trick everyone to come see it. They're like, oh my God, look. And then all at the end, we're like, give me those fucking bump stocks. Like, I'm so happy I have these. Like Matthew McConaughey from True Detective when he's setting the scene. He's like.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I mean, that's a good, what do you call it? What would we even call that? Because there's so many different points of this that are, like, important. Like, me fucking creaming you as we die?
That's true, dude.
I mean, what a fucking way to end.
Dude, get on my
back. I hope I go out creaming, getting riddled with incel bullets.
Oh, for sure. They're
trying to kill what they hate.
That's how it's
going to
go.
Fucking
Chad, dude. The ultimate Chad, dude. Yeah, dude, they're going to come in. Out. They're going to be like, the Chads are in there. Lock it down. They're going to grapple down through the fucking... They're going to smash the glass of the gymnasium skylight and grapple down. No one's getting pussy. I'm 17. I haven't gotten shit yet.
Yeah, that is a great... It's so funny that incels...
Incels
should be getting pussy to kill everyone.
Incels are terrorists now. I mean, that kind of... There is a grain of truth to that.
What?
I mean, I just...
Yeah, they have an agenda.
I mean, there is definitely, like, if someone wants to do the science and be like,
are incel
how
attacks.
Much pussy were school shooters getting? Because if you're getting pussy, you're not like, all right, well, I'm going to shoot up the pussy factory.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw this
like,
away.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, all right, let me chill. So that is an unfair thing to make against people. It's funny to be like, oh, you mad about not getting ass? Well, guess what? You're a fucking terrorist, too. You're like, fuck. God damn it.
Oh, you like the internet?
Turns out you're a fucking racist and a terrorist. It's like, shit.
God damn it.
I wonder what the stamp is in terms of, like, how long... I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22. So it's kind of like, what's the matter? Can't get pussy? You're a fucking terrorist. It's like, I'm going to go talk to girls. What are you, fucking chauvinistic? You piece of shit. Leave us alone. It's like, damn. Well, you know what? You've put me in a position now where I'm just going to shoot a bunch of people.
Yeah, you think that's something you should say?
No, I don't
think
so. You think
you should come up and kind of basically support incel school shooters?
I mean, are they all incels? Who's keeping the stats? Who's keeping the pussy stats?
You're not getting pussy. We have
established
that.
So we're going to establish that. All right.
That's fact.
Nah, they could be getting some like Hot Topic nerd BJs. A lot of those Hot Topic goth chicks, dude. If you can crack the inner circle of that, yo, bro.
Yeah, it's like the fucking squad, like the band geeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, because you didn't have a co-ed school. Yeah, we had the band kids.
We had band, and those guys were getting pussy. We would hear band about it. They would co-ed the band.
Dude, those doors.
They're getting like gross. They're getting like I'm saying like the stuff they were doing. I remember being like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Pretty sure everyone in the band did anal.
Yeah.
Like that was just all. That was like, what else?
I told you about that girl who got butt fucked in our weight room. And then started the dance club, and we fucking ruined it.
Wait, what? Yeah, it's a
great story.
That.
Yeah,
because
she was.
She got butt fucked by a couple Chads.
She got butt fucked by one Chad,
really?
An elite Chad that was willing to butt fuck this girl
in the weight room.
In the weight room.
Damn, what's that guy doing now? Without disclosing his personal,
I don't know. Balling,
obviously, crushing.
Undoubtedly crushing.
How do you prepare yourself for anal sex? I feel like I would have to like. Like, if I wanted to have anal sex, I'd have to definitely, like, hit the drugstore beforehand. You gotta get, like, supplies. You can't just be in a weight room. You can't fuck someone in the ass all willy-nilly. I mean, I guess you can. It happens. It happens. It must have been a spit lube. That's, ugh.
Or she just had a fucking wet butt.
I guess someone could butt-fuck me right now.
Yeah, you got that sloppy butt right now.
My butt's fucking...
Maybe her butt was leaking, and she was like, I'm primed up. This thing, the pump is lubed, dude. Get in here.
That was the lip when you jump on my back and you slide in. You're like, ew. You look at yourself and I'm like, come here and pull you in. And you're like, oh. That's gross.
That's gross.
That's disgusting, dude.
Would you trans for the squad, though, for real?
Yeah, for sure. I would save the fucking school. That should be it.
How so?
Oh,
you could be like, you know what you could be?
Just trans and then at the last minute.
You could be
like
a school security guard.
Yeah.
And you notice there's too many fucking, it's like Night of the Living Dead. You're just, the whole school's on lockdown.
Everyone's flashing steel.
Incels everywhere. And you're like, I gotta fucking do this, dude.
You trans?
And then you trans and fuck them.
And then you get in trouble and lose your job. And it's like, that would be the crux of it. It'd be like Dangerous Minds, where instead of like teaching them, you would just trans and suck all the kids. And be like, chill out. It's not that bad.
Hell yeah.
That'd be a good one too. A trans teacher sucks all the incels. Or just teacher.
Somebody's got to save these kids.
Yeah, we're just male teacher. Just wait till they're 18. Did you ever watch the show Carrie?
No.
On It's like the prequel to Sex and the City. They went back. If you're a true Sex and the City fan, it's highly problematic because they act as if Carrie had a dad when in fact she didn't. Carrie was raised by her mom, but in the show Carrie, she's raised by her dad and her mom's dad.
No wonder she's a slut.
Yeah, man. Dude, yeah, exactly. Carrie was raised by...
No wonder she's like, I'm just going to move to a city and get fucked by a bunch of dudes and then blog.
Well, if you watch the prelude... Which
and everyone
again,
was like, that's awesome.
That's so... You go,
that's
girl.
Cool.
Dude, I was watching it with my girlfriend and it was like... Again, highly problematic if you're... So all the hardcore Sex and the City fans out there, I apologize because, yeah, it's not... It doesn't... Which is hilarious. They didn't line it up to the actual plot of like... Technically, like the legend of Carrie Bradshaw, but she in the show she's like this little girl in the 80s, and it shows how like she falls in love with shoes, falls in love with the city, dude. It's so fucking dumb.
Ugh.
Just like, and then there was shoes, and then she walks out, and it's like a 30-minute segment of a girl walking with like a pair of green shoes on. I'm just like, this is sad.
It is.
It's just sad that this like garners. There's a million people right now being like, yeah, I love shoes too. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's... I'm just...
You still stuck on stupid?
I'm just stuck on everything we just said.
What? What you worried about?
Well, I told you, you know...
Dude, you came up with a progressive plot that actually...
I'm back in the game.
Shaney boy.
I want new people listening to this.
Old Shaney boy.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, nobody knows.
Mm-mm. Except the Patreon bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon bulls now.
Yeah, you're a very private person.
I'm very private. Yeah. I was also thinking that last night.
What?
Because we recorded that episode not thinking about putting it on Patreon.
True.
And then I was laying out here and I was like, what am I doing? We're pretty fucking public.
Yeah.
I think we might regret this in a few years.
Be an open book? For sure.
When we're like older.
It's going to devastate me. I'm aware of this.
Your kids hear this.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, that'll be tough to be like, I don't do this, and they're like, dude.
Especially because it's not like, because I remember like Eminem has a daughter, and he's like, you're not allowed to listen to my music, and it's like, she's gonna listen to it
for sure
eventually, and every song's like, I'll fucking cut my wife's head off.
No, it was funny. I was thinking about that,
but he did it for millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Like, we did it as like a hobby. We were like, hey, everybody, here's all my fucking problems. Here's dumb things I think.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I think we're moving, again, it's going to be a process, but we're going to move into the age of the internet where there's just so much fucking shit on everybody.
Where everyone's doxxed.
Everyone's shit's going to be out there. And yeah. Also, dude, my thing is like, here you go, fucking go back to the archives, dude. Watch a butterfly bloom.
Yeah.
Watch a butterfly blossom.
Watch this fucking fat caterpillar turn into a fucking monarch. An absolute king butterfly.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it should be... I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm against the whole game of trying to hide and, you know, keep appearances up. I don't like that, man. It's like, let me hear what's on your fucking mind.
I think
mind.
As a parent,
there's,
though.
No one, dude.
I'm just talking as strictly as a parent.
Oh, as a parent, it'll be a tough
you
one.
You have to hide who you really are.
Also be tough to watch your kid to try to emulate it. Be like, I'm going to start a podcast. You're like, dude.
No, you're not funny. Chances are you're not funny.
You fucking suck, dude.
Chances are this podcast sucks.
I know. Well, I'll see other, like, shock podcasts, which I'm not saying ours is, but I'll see, like, ones that are specifically... Edgelords, and I'll see them just kind of, they're just way too far over the edge, and I'm watching them, it's like, I don't want to be associated with that.
Mm.
But, I am what I am. These are my honest thoughts. I can't fucking not, I can't give you anything. I can't dilute myself, dude.
I know.
I could try to add water to dilute myself.
That's, you kind of said it right.
What?
Water.
I'm on the air, dude.
Water.
I'm like a regionally, I know, when I go on the air, I'm like non-regional specific dialogue. I'm like a weatherman. It's 80 degrees and sunny out here. Whatever.
I wanted to hear your weatherman.
Partly cloudy. Did you ever see when the weatherman shows you what to wear?
No.
Totally misogynistic.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, make sure your kid bundles up. It's going to be cold out here. And they have like a kid with like a real, like an unrevealing jacket on. I'm like,
Make sure your kid's wearing something fucking sexy.
My kid's going to show their fucking ass.
Like,
to school,
it's 85 dude. Degrees. Make sure your daughter's out there dressed like a fucking hula.
Dude, I saw a little girl with a... spandex. Her and her mom came in. The girl was like
nightmares.
This girl was like 5 with like tight spandex on. I'm like, yo, fucking take it easy.
It's crazy.
There's some fucking sickos out here. How about you take it fucking easy,
bro?
Yo, like tight spandex. Bro. I was like, come on, man.
Bro, you'd be in fucking you'd be in trouble in Queens.
Why they do that?
There's a couple of fucking there's some barrios where I live. A couple of fucking young lasses. These kids.
Out of control?
I'll be following, there'll be, like, people in front of me, these kids, like, leaving high school. Hot as fuck.
Couple out of control teens?
Couple hot fucking teens. Then you catch up to them at, like, a red light, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you see that you don't know the age.
Yeah, you can't tell, because they all dress,
dude,
they're all hot.
This girl, I'm talking, this girl was, like, fucking 7.
Yeah, you're talking a young.
This is just kind of like, because I, like, walk by, her mom had a nice ass, I, like, it's spandex. So I'm looking, I go, oh, nice ass, and then I catch it, I'm like.
Oh, you got some.
It's a tiny button spandex. I'm like, yo, will you fucking?
Yeah,
how about you like put her in something else, man? Everyone's staring at your ass. She had like a nice ass.
Mom had a nice ass.
I'm a nice ass. She had some spandex on, and I'm like, dude, I'm getting on the escalator, and I first thing I see, I go, oh, a nice ass in spandex, and I look over, and I go, come on, man,
come on, bro,
put a cardboard box around that fucking kid. Yeah. Don't walk, especially if you're gonna have your ass out. Don't have your kid like. Trying to have her ass. I'm like, oh, fuck, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is that supposed to be?
Yeah, put some dungarees on that girl.
Get
dude.
Some
put
thick
some
Levi's
on her,
that
dude.
Kid.
You'd be throwing your kid out here in spandex like that. Especially next, I don't know, man. I was just kind of like.
Get a nice Amish dress.
Something.
Some sort of floral. Some
heavy garb.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, let's do this clothes. It's like, dude, I'm not trying to be a fucking weirdo about it, but I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Put your kid in fucking spandex?
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Unfucking necessary.
Girls should dress in long dresses.
Just not bodysuits, dude.
Until they're 38.
Just don't put your girl in a, your 7-year-old in a fucking bodysuit, dude. You weirdo.
Why? Are you trying to fuck that 7-year-old?
No. It was just like,
so what's the problem?
She was, the mom was in spandex. Fat old ass, dude. Just coming up the escalator. And it was just like, I'm in like perv mode. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even help it, because this is my fucking evolutionary, the way my eyes work. I'm looking for the...
You see some cheeks.
Looking for the curves.
You're trying to
see,
clap
I'm trying
them.
To see how fertile she is, because you can tell by the shape of a woman. It's in the science. So I'm checking. I go, there's a fertile myrtle right there. And all of a sudden I go, my eyes just go scanning. And also, come on.
Also fertile. Oh, no.
No, dude, it was like a fucking so young that I was like, what the fuck? Put her in the fucking cart, dude. Do something. This is ridiculous. Yeah, you know. It's dude. No Hell one wants to talk about it, but it's like, how about you don't?
Put Everybody's your kid, talking about.
How about you don't put your kid stop in dressing kids. Spandex, yeah, dude.
Stop making your kids hot.
Dude, it was like exactly. It was just kind of like
when
you know when the mom and again you know maybe I'm wrong, but it's like you know the moms go out you know they you dress your daughter up in like a matching dress. I'm like, oh, that's awesome, but there was like a matched outfit of like spandex. Where I was like, what the fuck?
You know what's a weird thing my hometown does? This is a website called Penn Live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you guys, it's here too.
I don't know what it is.
It's just local news.
Okay.
It's like a website. And every year,
they had hottest kid of the year?
Basically. They do it in the fucking local paper too. The prom pictures.
Yo.
They always post like every high school's prom pictures. And like there's a slideshow on Penn Live of like prom pictures.
That's super fucking weird.
Of like, look at these beautiful
There's definitely
girls.
Guys jerking off to that.
Fuck.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, it's like they're hot. These are hot high schoolers, for sure.
Look at them going to their prom. Look at this one, my favorite.
Remember this?
Who the fuck's looking at
Remember that? This fun? Look at this beautiful dress. It's just some chick with fucking sick tits out.
Is this like a...